Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell, and we are so glad you are along for the ride right here in Hour 2. Want to hear from you? Connect with us online at Twitter, at eRadioSports. And opening day, the 2015, the start of the MLB season, it is finally here. Of course, action gets underway on Sunday night. But right now, we're going to head out. We're going to talk about the AL West. Let's talk about those Houston Astros right here in the Lone Star State. And my sidekick, of course, tonight is Andy Pondilla. So good to have you back, Andy.
That's my favorite time of the year, Christmas on Monday.
Absolutely. Okay, so let's break it down. We think back to Wednesday. That was the final day of the cuts. The 25-man roster is finalized. What do you think?
It's interesting. It's not the way I would have diced it up, but I'm not Jeff Luhnow, and they know the team best. I have questioned Luhnow in the past, and some of his moves I like, some of them I don't. It seems like he always has an idea, an agenda he's going for. This year, he decides to send John Singleton down to AAA. That was the big news. Top prospect for the Astros, the number one first base prospect in all of baseball at a time. He goes back to AAA. He's still under a major league contract, so he's going to get paid major league money while he's down at AAA, and the Astros go with Jake Mariznick in center field, Kobe Rasmus in left field. So the offense, it loses a little power from Singleton, but it does have a lot of power around the order. They're going to go with defense first in the outfield, and that's going to be Jake Mariznick, who they have high hopes for after getting him from the Miami Marlins.
And I kind of sense, listening to you, Andy, that you don't necessarily agree with Singleton kind of wasting away in AAA, that you really like to perhaps see him struggle in the big leagues.
Yeah, he's probably not 100% ready, but this whole ready thing for the major leagues, where you leave guys in the minor leagues and they tear it up and you bring them back, they struggle, then you send them down, they tear it up, you bring them back up. I'd sooner just have the guys struggle at the major league level, because there's a lot you can learn from struggling at the major league level. I think you learn more from struggling at the major league level than you're going to learn from succeeding in AAA. Now, that's within reason. Now, if he's playing at the major league level, he's hitting 150 or something, you know, ridiculously bad, then yeah, you probably need to send him down, because you're just cratering your team. The team is deep this season, and I think that Singleton could serve well batting 7th or 8th in this lineup, not having a lot of pressure on him at the bottom of the order and finding a way to succeed down there. He has a lot of work to do. He's the future of the Astros. They're going to give him as many chances as possible, especially with the big contract he signed. So he'll be back up at some point during the year, you're going to figure, especially if anybody in that outfield struggles.
A lot of Astro fans dial us in right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. Let's recap, of course, 2014, 70-92. They finished 4th in the AL West. My prediction, I've got them just under 80. How about if they win 79 games this year? What do you think, Andy?
I've been saying 83 wins. That's what I've been telling everybody. That's what I think they're going to do. They're going to finish above 500. And I think a lot of teams in this division and in the American League as a whole are going to be right around that figure. Anywhere from 80 to 86 wins, as a lot of teams are on the fringe of postseason, but not quite there. But 83 wins would be an extreme successful season for the Astros to get above 500, to show that their young talent is moving forward, to show that the plan is moving forward from Jeff Luhnow. It also instills positivity for these free agent pitchers that the Astros may target at some point. Really, the top end of that rotation becomes the one thing they're going to have to look at fixing sooner than later. If you can show that you've gotten over the hump, more likely to get an agent to want to bring his client to Houston.
You know, we're talking about the pitching, but for a moment, let's just sidestep. Talk to me about A.J. Hinch. He's 40 years old, and we've mentioned this before on the show. I mean, he's getting his second crack at managing in the major leagues.
Well, you know, some guys just need a second chance. He had a horrible record with the Diamondbacks. Wasn't his fault. I don't know all of what went on there. I didn't watch him from day to day, so I can't grade him 100%. But, you know, he wasn't in a great situation in Arizona. He has adamantly said that he learned from his mistakes the first go around, and some of the greatest managers in all of baseball have been fired a couple times before they found success. Joe Torre would be one of the best examples. He had been fired from the Cardinals before he had that chance with the Yankees to win those World Series titles.
Wow.
So
yeah,
having that chance yet again with the Astros and coming in and in the situation he's in, I think that he has a very good opportunity with the Astros. And I hate to say the word yes man, but he fits Jeff Luhnow's philosophy a lot more. Luhnow's a hands-on general manager. If you don't think that he's involved in the lineup decisions, you're definitely wrong. They're never going to say it, but Luhnow has a lot of his fingerprints on this team. He wants to run it his way, and he needs a manager that's going to agree with him. Bo Porter didn't. I think AJ Hinch, he's been in that general manager's chair. He's been in the front office. I think he's going to understand the plan a little better.
So what I hear you saying is that Hinch is a little bit more low-key. He is a better organizational fit than Bo Porter.
Yes, Bo Porter is going to do what Bo Porter wants to do. I love Bo Porter.
Headstrong.
He and I had a lot of great conversations. He's a good guy.
Tell me about it.
He didn't fit what Jeff Luhnow wants to do. Jeff Luhnow is a very analytical guy. It's a mix of analytics and some special secret formula that front office is using, and an old-school baseball mind just is not going to like what Luhnow's doing with the Astros. Everything the Astros do is a little different than other organizations. It's not quite Moneyball, but it's not quite this mentality of non-analytics. It's some odd combination in between that none of us quite get. However, they are going to do it their way, and you need a manager that's going to buy into it.
You are listening to the voice of Andy Pondillo, familiar right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Andy, tell all the listeners where they can check you out.
You can find me at ClimbingTowersHill.com, podcast, Astro Chat. Plenty of opening day previews going on right now.
Okay, so what's the burning questions with the Astros? Well, what's the biggest thing that they've got to answer?
I think the starting pitching is going to be the gatekeeper to the whole season. The front two pitchers, Dallas Keuchel, Colin McHugh. Nobody really knows if they can duplicate what they did last year. There are some writers out there saying Colin McHugh is a sleeper top 10 fantasy pick, that he's going to break out this year and be a true ace. Other people say these two guys, their last season was a mirage. There's no way they can duplicate, you know, being a one or two starting pitcher again. And if that's the case, it could be a long season for the Astros because they aren't deep in the starting rotation. They have the chance to have a good starting rotation, but they aren't necessarily deep. So they can't afford a couple injuries. They can't afford guys to just bomb this season. They're going to need those two to produce. And if they do, they could even exceed expectations with this newfound offense.
Okay, glad you're with us at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Remember, connect with us. We want to hear from you at E Radio Sports at Twitter. So the Astros, they acquire Evan Gattis. Tell me about this guy. I mean, where's he going to play?
Well, it looks like he's going to start the year as the designated hitter. They wanted to put him out in left. They wanted to try him at first base, and they're definitely saying, no, he's not going to catch like he did in the past, only in an emergency capacity. So there are a couple of different places they can use him. If Singleton comes back to the big team, that's probably going to bump Gattis to the outfield. Chris Carter goes to first base. You got this tangle of players, and they don't know where to put all of them. And Gattis is definitely not a good defender, really, at any position. They got him for his bat, and a mighty bat that he does have. You know, you eliminate the knee problems he's had. If he plays a full season, gets 600 plate appearances, you move him out of catcher, this guy could put up 30, 35 home runs. He has that raw power to do so. Is he an all-star? Is he, you know, the guy in the lineup? That is to be debated. He's still pretty young in his major league career, but the power that this guy has is as good as anybody in baseball, and I'm excited to see what he can do now that he's not getting beat up as a catcher. I think designated hitter is a good role for him. If there's anything good coming out of Singleton being sent down, it does slide Gattis to that DH role, and I think that's going to be very good for him in the beginning part of the season, not having to play, you know, 130, 140, 150 games out in the field.
The 2015 MLB season opening day, it is here. We are zeroing in on the Houston Astros. Obviously, Andy and I, we've been talking about dissecting the key additions, the key subtractions. What prospect are you keeping a close watch on?
Well, Carlos Correa, everybody's watching right now for the Astros. A top dog.
He's only 20.
He's only 20, but he could be better than half the major leagues right now. As a 20-year-old, I think he's ready right now, but the Astros aren't going to rush him. They don't want him to just be ready. They want him to be more than ready to come up to the big leagues and be an instant success. I feel like right now he's almost at that point. We could see Carlos Correa in the second half of the year. What does that do to the Astros infield? Jed Lowry, Luis Valbuena? We don't quite know, but with that kid's bat, with that kid's defense, and they say leadership qualities down the minor leagues, everyone calls him a leader. George Springer's fun, but that's just the tip of the iceberg for the Astros. Carlos Correa is an Alex Rodriguez-type producer is what they're saying right now. This could be the thing that changes the whole organization. So you never know. Prospects are just that. They're prospects. But from what everybody says, it's going to be extremely exciting when he comes to the big leagues.
And he's had to deal with some injuries. Didn't he break his leg?
Yes, he did, and they say he's fully recovered. hopefully that doesn't reemerge itself. Anytime you break a bone, if a ball ever hits that same bone again, it's going to be much worse the second go around. So it's just one of those things. It happens in baseball, and you know, you hope you get through a whole season. That's why it's amazing that guys like a Craig Biggio, a Cal Ripken Jr., that they didn't get hurt, because it only takes one wild pitch to end your whole season.
Hey, Andy Pondillo has been with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We definitely wanted to have him on, give us his thoughts, his perspective on opening day. And gosh, you're taking a vacation day to enjoy it with your dad and watch all the action.
Oh, yes, 12 hours of baseball. Wake up at, you know, what, 10 o'clock, noon.
Love it.
Fire it up and let's just watch it all day.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you, Andy, for joining us.
Always fun.
You bet. Stick around. Much more straight ahead.